information, news, and entertainment on demand.
WSRadio.com.
Welcome to the Mary Goulet Show, cultivating a rich interior. Now, here's Mary.
Welcome back to the program. Again, the phone number is 866-977-2346 and extension 1 for Studio A. Okay, we were talking about the two books that are coming out and the money one, which will come out around March, probably March, because that's, you know, going into tax season. And we have to make decisions about it. I mean, we all got a little pummeled by the economy of late, and unemployment. A lot of us had to rethink our budgets, if we had to sell our homes, if we couldn't save their homes. All sorts of things have affected a lot of us, most of us. So I think the best thing to do, and I've been doing this for a while, at least believing this and then acting on it, trusting my gut to tell me which direction to take, what to do, and really have this self-sufficient attitude, like, if it's going to happen, I've got to make it happen. If I want to be successful, I need to get clear the emotional clutter out of my life, organize my home, make sure everything is in its place and what is not needed, get rid of it, give it away, donate it, sell it, whatever it might be, kind of cleaning house in all areas of my life. You know, taking a look at friendships. Okay, are these working? Relationships? Are my kids good? Am I allocating the appropriate time, you know, to those two people that are the most important in the world to me? And how do I take care of myself when it comes to my thoughts and belief systems and kind of dust those off a little bit? So the Go With Your Gut book is really teaching us to be self-reliant. And I think I even have a quote in here by Emerson. I'll have to find it while I browse through here. Cicero, nobody can give you wiser advice than yourself. And if we don't believe that, then we're kind of in trouble. It's okay to say, okay, this is what I know for myself, but I'm going to go bounce it off someone and ask them, hey, what do you think about this? Just because we're getting used to listening to our gut and listening to the clear, short directive it gives us with no explanation, whereby your ego will say, join this networking group because then you can go up to people and hand out 10 cards and follow up with a note and, you know, okay, the ego says it knows everything. But if we don't get the directive from our gut to go to the networking meeting, then anything the ego is saying, we might be wasting our time. May not be the right choice. I don't know. And also, Ralph Waldo Emerson's essay on self-reliance, I love it. This is just a paraphrase of a paragraph. Else tomorrow, a stranger will say with masterly good sense precisely what we have thought and felt all the time, and we shall be forced to take with shame our own opinion from another. So I find that interesting because we have so much, sometimes we can have self-doubt. And self-doubt is the genesis of fear. And fear rules our ego. Conversely, courage rules our gut. So whenever we step out and say, something tells me to do this, then you are literally taking a step out in courage. Now, sometimes things are not as scary that you don't even notice that it's taking courage. But other times, certainly, certainly, maybe even people are saying, what are you doing? Well, something tells me to go here or move there or do this or quit that. And your courage of listening to that directive spurs their fear into action. So they're afraid for you when actually they're just not as confident in their own ability to trust their gut and to step out in it. And I do promise that if you listen to your gut and you even keep a journal, a gut journal on it, and say, you know what? I heard that directive, and write it down, and then go back and follow up with what happened afterward. What things fell into place, and where did you end up being? It's a wonderful process to consider doing. And in this book on page 22, I'm talking about making gut choices. It's the most specific choice you can make for yourself at any given moment. And it gets you on your highest soul path for your life, because each of us has a mission. Our mission has a purpose. Our purpose is fueled by passion, so we get to feel good about it and excited and inspired. And it's executed through service. So let's say I'm super excited about going back into real estate. So I get the passion part of it. And I also, real estate's all about being of service to other people, helping them have a good experience getting into or out of a home that they, for what they want to do. So what is your, ask yourself, what is my service? What can I do and feel passionate about and feel on purpose doing? Because if we have a mission, that's awesome, but it's got to have purpose. There's got to be a reason for it. And that reason ignites the passion within us. And then it's fun to be of service to other people. So write that down if you could. That would be a really strong, powerful thing to do in your, for yourself in moving forward. And then also on page 47, the power of willingness. I think I may have touched on this last week. If we're willing to trust our gut, there's so much power in that. There's so much power in being willing and observing what we're led into. And it also releases our, I think it's a learned response to control people, circumstances, events, and put the brake on when we're moving towards something that we're not sure we're ready for. But if we can just be willing, observe, listen more than we talk, and I'm saying that as a talk radio show host, you have a right, Mayor. So letting go of the control and following the breadcrumbs, like I talked about when we were, you know, using the analogy of the ego driving the convertible, the gut sitting in the passenger seat telling the ego, this is where I want you to go and which way to turn. And then the emotions, the heart was just like, hey, this is great. I get to listen to country music. I wind blown through my hair. This is fun. So that is kind of like the breadcrumbs concept. All right, I'm going to go to the networking meeting. That's one breadcrumb. Oh, I'm going to go over to this side of the room and introduce myself to so-and-so. That's another breadcrumb. So if we kind of are guided that way, we're more apt to end up where we want to be in life. And if we're doing that, it's kind of we're just responding to life. We don't have to manipulate it anymore. And manipulating life and being afraid and controlling everything is exhausting. And it kind of sucks the life out of any creative thought or talent or production that you want to do. So I love the concept of go with your gut. You can, if you don't have the book, you can go on my website, marygoulet.net, and there are a bunch of little blog posts. They're brief. Some of them are video blog posts. Again, 2 minutes. That's kind of where we would record them, that time frame. You can also sign up for my weekly autoresponder, which is just a 1 to 2 sentence thought, inspirational thought that you can receive on Fridays. And that's my sign up. And I send out a newsletter. I try not to do it too often, once a week or so, because we all get so much mail. But my dream for you is to tap your potential, tap your what you think you're good at, what you wish you were good at, what you would love to spend more time doing, and making more money. Now, money to pay the bills that you have to pay, save for retirement, treat your children to whatever you, you know, extra dinner a month or something. Just, you know what, not stressing out about money. I think that's it. Make enough money so you don't have to stress about it. And I think so many of us have we openly talk about it because we know that others are in the same boat. We don't have to be embarrassed about it. It's just like, hey, I want to make more money. I want to have more fun doing it. So that's kind of the book, the money book is going to be about that as well. How to figure out what you want to do and make more money at it instead of doing what you don't really want to do, or being able to cut back the hours and really start to grow into this new area. Because we all are filled with a variety of talents that we don't even tap into. And I'm determined to do them going into the next year. I'm a writer. I'm a radio person. I love real estate. They can all go together. And I want that for you. I want you to be able to do whatever you want to do and make a lot of money, because it will increase your confidence, your joy on a daily basis, and you'll get all fired up. And it's so much fun. Life is so much more fun. So in the next segment, we're going to talk about a little bit more about real estate, because there are so many aspects of it that I just want to share with you. If you're looking, you're a buyer, you're a seller, and if you know anything about the vacation real estate market, that's a pretty exciting segment of the industry, and it's becoming bigger and bigger every day. Okay, thanks for listening to The Mary Goulet Show. You're listening to WSRadio.com, the worldwide leader in internet talk. We'll be right back.
Vitamins is committed to creating high-quality bariatric supplements that are appropriate for each type of weight loss surgery. With chewables, capsules, soft chews, and drink mixes, Celebrate lets you choose which works best for you. Maximize benefit while minimizing pill count and expense. Celebrate health. Celebrate life. CelebrateVitamins.com or call 877-424-1953.
Do you want to be a professional coach? Are you in business trying to make a real difference with people you manage or work with? Have you started a coaching practice that isn't quite getting off the ground? Get the skills you need to be a successful coach today with the Coach's Training Program from Accomplishment Coaching. The Coach's Training Program will show you how to help others focus and be more fulfilled. Whether you want to improve your company's bottom line or create a thriving coaching practice, Accomplishment Coaching can give you the distinctions and practices you need to coach others effectively today. Accomplishment Coaching has spent 6 years developing a cutting-edge coaches training program that will have you ready to coach people professionally in just 12 months, and you don't have to take time off work to do it. To find out more about the coaches training program, just call 1-888-548-6813. That's 1-888-548-6813.
I'm Rob Girard, one of the executive vice presidents with the AVID Center. AVID College Ready Radio is sponsored by the San Diego Union Tribune, a 144-year-old media company, San Diego's leading and most comprehensive source of news and information. UT San Diego is most proud of its longtime corporate practice of supporting hundreds of key nonprofit organizations and initiatives in their region, including AVID. The UT is a longtime supporter of AVID's international college readiness efforts.
The key to a successful business is astute and solid promotion. Instant Imprints offers limitless solutions and everything you need to promote your business, event, or cause. From t-shirts to banners, trade show displays, mugs, business cards, we can imprint on anything from pens, golf balls, clothing, vehicles, and any type of customer giveaways. In order to grow, you must promote. And Instant Imprints is your full-service company to help you in all of your marketing and promotional needs. Locally owned and operated in prices that will be music to your budget and a turnaround time that will make you smile. Two San Diego locations to serve you, downtown and in Mira Mesa at Flanders. It's Instant Imprints for all your promotional needs. Remember our name, Instant Imprints.